My daughter and I hugged a lot when she was little. Even when she got to be a grown-up college student, we would still declare, hug alert. Sometimes when I hug my daughter, she'll say, you smell like daddy. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Now, she hugs other men, of course, her husband most of all, her brothers. She tells me they smell like themselves, too. So I guess it's good that I smell like daddy. I hate to smell like someone else. The fact is that people actually do have a distinctive aroma, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. And we remember the smell they leave behind, don't we? Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the trail you're leaving. Now, our word for today from the Word of God actually talks about the fragrance you should be remembered for. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Now, you probably know someone who is preceded by the aroma of their cologne or their perfume or aftershave, and whose aroma lingers even after they move on. Well, the impact of your life is described in this verse as a fragrance. And what is that fragrance? It's the knowledge of Christ. In other words, people should be thinking of Jesus after you've been with them. They should have had a taste of Jesus by being around you. Do they? Modern Christianity tends to measure our influence by our actions, the words you speak, the groups you lead, the good deeds you do, the people you help, the activities you support. But your greatest impact on lives doesn't come through the actions you do. It comes through the atmosphere you create. And everywhere you are, I'm telling you, you're creating some kind of atmosphere, some kind of aroma. The question is, what kind? When you walk into your home, what aroma do you bring? Stress or peace? Gentleness or harshness? Do you bring affection or coldness? A servant spirit or self-centeredness? What kind of atmosphere accompanies you at work or at school? That you're all about yourself or that you're all about other people? Patient, impatient? A positive attitude, a negative attitude? Thankfulness or complaining? You know, after all is said and done, people may not remember much of what you said or most of what you did, but they will remember the atmosphere you left behind, how they feel when you're around. It could even be that your positive actions are actually canceled out by the stinky atmosphere you bring, the stress, the insensitivity, the criticism you create while you're doing all those good things. You can be doing great stuff and have a lousy attitude and drag people down. What people are supposed to experience by being around you is the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus. Do you remember what impressed even the enemies of Christ? It's told about in Acts 4:13. They took note that these men had been with Jesus. Even though they were against those men, they noticed that they had been around Jesus, and they reminded them of Jesus. See, your aroma is there longer than you are, and the aroma you should be leaving is the finest fragrance of all, the essence of Jesus.